Ray Griffith welcomed the caress of the ocean breeze. Tiny fish formed a dark cloud near her bare feet. Despite the shimmering loveliness of the aquamarine water, she wasn't enchanted. A few years ago, to be here with Alex would have been glorious. Alex was farther out. A gentle wave crested near his chest. He turned and was caught in a moment of perfection. Chestnut hair golden in the sun, finely chiseled features, deep-set dark brown eyes, muscular and tanned. Extraordinary good looks, boyish charm, and riveting prose had made his novel a smash success. Descriptive phrases drifted through her mind. Smoldering emotion, a hint of danger, sex and lies, a literary Ryan Gosling. Her lips twisted in wry amusement. She easily churned out apt slogans. Alex had been her first big client, put her on the map of the best Atlanta publicists. She'd crafted plenty of releases for Alex. The one she liked best, the one that now defined him, came in the first flush of their relationship. The South rises again in the preeminence of Alex Griffith, golden boy of a new golden age in Southern literature. Alex's reckless F. Scott Fitzgerald aura dazzled readers and critics, dimmed those around him to shadowy figures. But the brightest comets burn out, and even huge bestsellers finally begin a slow slide down the sales charts. The clamor grew. When will there be a new Alex Griffith novel? Alex gave her his old impudent, gonna-knock-'em-dead grin. Come on, Ray. Look happy. We'll go to the island. The prodigal returns. All hell breaks loose. The morning shows will go nuts. Like you've always said, sex and lies sell. He was sure of himself and his judgment. For an instant, something flickered in his eyes. Not uncertainty. Never uncertainty with Alex. More a suggestion of steel-sharp determination. She looked at him dispassionately, faced up to a hard reality. Alex was done, finished as a writer. Alex had sucked out the marrow of his life, spun heartbreak and danger and meanness and passion into a sprawling, tumultuous family novel. But he'd been there, done that. Now he was an empty husk. Now she knew the reality. Alex had to have real lives, real people to write about. It was only since they'd begun talking about going to the island that she'd realized his novel was reality in the guise of fiction. Not like Neil. At this moment, Neil was at his computer, writing, 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 likely unshaven, wearing a t-shirt and shorts, barefoot, maybe hungry, but with too many words to take time for food. She'd persuaded Alex to let Neil live in the sparsely furnished garage apartment behind their house. Behind their mansion. The quarters had once housed a chauffeur in the estate's earlier days. Neil... Alex was talking, and much of it she'd heard before. Got the makings of a blockbuster. People rocking along, no threats on their horizon. Suddenly everything changes. Once they're scared, everything will be new and fresh. He looked triumphant. I'll get 2 books out of it. She said nothing. If he went to the island, there would be turmoil and confrontations, but there would not be the depths of anguish he'd portrayed in his book. He could fashion a novel, and the book would sell because best-selling authors have a market. But sour feelings, even gut-wrenching fear, didn't offer the breadth and scope of the lives played out in Don't Go Home. Alex believed he was on the cusp of another huge success, even though she'd told him a non-fiction tell-all wasn't enough. These characters weren't famous. They were ordinary people living ordinary lives. For a big success, he needed a new novel. The orders then would be huge, based on the first novel's blockbuster sales. Instead, in his usual Alex-centric way, he believed he could take what happened on his return and write both a tell-all and a sequel to Don't Go Home. If she approved, they would go to the island. The result would be disrupted lives, anger, fury. Did he understand the consequences? Quite possibly. True to himself, he didn't care. He thought more fame and fortune awaited him. But she knew the limitations of tell-all books, unless launched with a sensational twist or sordid revelations about the rich and famous.